Chapter 11, Back Again. The golden pen lay in its velvet-lined resting place, quiet and innocent. After a long night's sleep during which Malik and Red's faces wound their way through my dreams, I woke, resolved to help them. Pepper was right, I had to admit. There wasn't anything wrong with providing some hope. It couldn't hurt to give them a proper ending. I turned the pages of my story until I was staring at the words, "The End," cradling Grandpa's pen in my hand, prepared to cross them out. The tip glided over the paper, but no ink came out. I shook it a couple times and made a test mark on the edge of the paper. The black ink filtered out in a fine line. This time I wrote the beginnings of a sentence just beyond the ending of my story, but again, no mark was made. What was going on? I pulled out another blank page and wrote on the top, "A novel by N.R. Vale." It seemed to be working fine, so I switched back to my story and tried once more to touch pen to paper, and nothing happened. Not a mark. I opened the drawer and found a pencil. Maybe I could add to it with something else. I knew what would happen before I tried. Nothing. It appeared the pen had sealed the story off. The end seemed to be a binding contract. Well, at least I'd be able to tell Pepper I'd tried. I made an effort. She probably wouldn't be satisfied with the result, but I was. There wouldn't be a happy ending for the characters of my story, but there wasn't anything I could do about it, short of risking my own life. And that wasn't about to happen. Pepper would just have to deal. What? Well, that's not gonna do it. We need to find a way to help them, Nim. We're all just characters in a story like them. We have to figure out a plan. The librarian eyed us from her desk and continued tapping away on her phone. Aside from one seventh grader perusing the aisles, we were alone in the library. It was so quiet it felt like our conversation was being broadcasted through the room. I shushed Pepper. Shh. Do we have to talk about it now? If anyone hears us, they'll think we're crazy. How's that a change? Who cares? It's not like we're risking losing our social standing. Grow a backbone. She always made it sound so simple and straightforward. Pepper was the most fearless person I knew. Fine, I snapped. But it doesn't change things. I'm not going back in again. There's nothing that will change that. She opened up her bag and started searching through it. Have you seen a pair of pliers around here? I need them to pull your undies out. Chill, Granny. I swore steam erupted from my ears as I glared at her while she cheekily winked at me. Things went on like this all week. Pepper was as stubborn as me, and had Mom been alive, I was sure she would have said I'd met my match. Pepper definitely made me crazy. Well, crazier. First thing Saturday morning, Pepper was on our porch ringing the bell. I stumbled to the door in my pajama bottoms and t-shirt. It was raining out as usual, and as she blew past me, water dripped off her jacket and onto my feet. Brr! It's so cold out there you could frost a cake! Pepper dropped her bag to the rug, slipped off her coat, and hung it from a hook on the wall. I could use some tea. Holly got some brewed yet? Is that you, Pepper? Aunt Holly called from the kitchen. Need something to warm you up? Love that woman, Pepper said as she headed into the kitchen. Pepper was like a growth you couldn't remove. It was probably best to adjust to the fact that she wasn't going anywhere. As long as she gave me privacy in the bathroom, I guessed we wouldn't have any real problems. Today was the day Aunt Holly was going to take me to get a new comforter and curtains. Not that it mattered to me, but she seemed to care that I felt at home here. It wouldn't take me long to point to whatever was solid and dark in color. I didn't want to go, but she really wanted me to pick exactly what made me happy, and I didn't have the heart to say no to her. We're heading out as soon as I'm dressed, I said, as I sipped my coffee. Won't be gone long, though. I'll be fine. I can just come back later, Pepper answered and stared out the kitchen window. You can come with us if you want, Pepper, Aunt Holly offered. Oh, no thanks. I'll just come back. Don't like malls. She made a face into her cup of tea.
All right. Hey, Nim, why don't you head up and get ready to go? I'd like to get back so I can get started on a painting that's been haunting me for a couple days. Gotta get it out of here. She tapped her forehead.
Know what that's like, I said. I hurried up to my room and came down in my regular gear, jeans and a hoodie sweatshirt. My hair was useless to work with, so I left it alone, which meant it fell into my eyes on a regular basis. Aunt Holly had on her jacket, and her keys were in hand. Ready to hit it? Sure, I answered while I flipped up my hood. Pepper wandered from the kitchen with her mug and said, I'll be right behind you. I was just going to finish this real quick. That's fine, sweetie. Just make sure you lock up before you go. There's a spare key under the mat. Aunt Holly and I hurried through the rain to her car while we pulled off the driveway. I thought I saw Pepper peering out at us from the downstairs window. All the way to the department store, I had a nagging feeling that didn't leave me. When we walked down the linen section, I reached out and grabbed the first thing that caught my eye, a dark gray bedspread. These would probably go with that, Aunt Holly said, as she held up a pair of striped gray curtains. Not very colorful, but if it's what you want, it works. Well, if I can't convince you to go with a splash of color, you're definitely easy to shop for. Anything else you need, clothes-wise, like pants, socks, or underwear? I'm not very good at this, Nim. You're gonna have to help me out here. When I packed my things to move in with Aunt Holly, I left a lot behind in Florida. I could have used some more clothing, but I didn't want to be under the fluorescent lighting any longer. I wanted to get back home. Something just didn't feel right, and I was anxious to put my concerns to rest. Nah, not today. Maybe next weekend? Okay, I don't mind leaving. Not my scene. I normally shop at the thrift stores downtown. You can find some really unique things there. For the first time that day, I realized I was standing beside a woman who was wearing a tasseled scarf around her waist like a belt and a fuchsia shirt with yellow sunbursts. Yeah, she didn't exactly fit in with the department store crowd, but then I didn't either. Maybe I can take you sometime. Sure. Aunt Holly paid for everything, and I threw my bag of bedding onto the back of the car to head back home. The rain hadn't let up while we were gone. If anything, the storm got worse. Aunt Holly's car wipers seemed desperate to keep pace with the rain, groaning as they stretched from the passenger's side to the driver's side in an annoying tug of war. Here we are, Aunt Holly said as we arrived on the driveway. I looked at the window that I saw Pepper staring out of before we left. It was dark and empty. I was probably just being paranoid. We let ourselves in and dripped water onto the entryway rug. Aunt Holly shoved the bag of linens into my arms and said, Here you go. I'm going to get myself some snacks and board myself up in my studio to paint. Shout if you need anything. She breezed past me and headed to the kitchen. Now I was free to do whatever I wanted, at least until Pepper showed up. I stomped a few times to get the extra water off my shoes and trudged upstairs to my bedroom. I dropped the bag of stuff on my bed and scratched my forehead. I'd change the comforter and curtains later. There was really only one thing I wanted to do. I'd been too busy with Pepper and homework this past week to spend any time writing. When I went too long without letting my imagination pour out, I started to get anxious. Well, more anxious. I'd write a story today, without the magic pen. I turned up the thermostat on my way down the hallway and leapt up the attic stairs two at a time, nearly losing my balance on the top step. I immediately knew something wasn't right. The table lamp was on, and I knew I'd switched it off the last time I was up here. As I approached the desk, I noticed a torn piece of paper lying on the top of my book with the golden pen beside it. My hands shook as I read the note. Nim, I get why you don't want to go back into your story, but I feel differently about it. I've gone inside to see if I can't help rescue the princess and set things right. Don't be mad at me. See you soon. Pepper. If I were a cartoon strip, I would have had a huge thought balloon floating over my head filled with every swear word known to mankind. I couldn't believe her. How could she be so stupid? Did she have some kind of death wish? Pepper! I cursed aloud and gripped the edge of the desk. I should have figured she'd do something like this. I'd sensed something wasn't right. She was forcing my hand, and I wasn't happy about it. Resolved to help my friend, I grabbed the folded leather uniform and boots from the corner of the attic and stormed down to my room. I closed my door behind me and set them on my bed. There was no way I was going to wear those boots again. They were way too big. My tennis shoes would have to do. I got out a pair of normal thermal underwear and put them on. It was frigid cold there, and I wasn't going to freeze this time. The uniform went on next, and I even pulled out my winter coat and gloves. The contents of my school bag were turned out onto my floor, and I shoved everything in I thought would help me out. The pocket knife Grandpa gave me the last time I saw him, bandages, an extra pair of socks, paper and a pencil, and my leftover snack from school, which consisted of a granola bar and two apples. I flung the pack over my shoulder and looked at my room one last time. The smooth black stone I found in the roots of the charred tree gleamed from my desk, and I slipped it into my pocket with no better reason than to have something to rub between my fingers when I got nervous. I walked down the hallway and stopped at the attic door. I took a deep breath before climbing up to the shadowy room. I sat down at Grandpa's chair, placed one of my hands on the pages of the story, and grasped the cool golden pen with the other. Pepper was my friend, my only friend. I wouldn't leave her to fend for herself, even if it meant putting myself in danger. I could not lose anyone else from my life. That wasn't an option. In a soft whisper, I spoke the magical words, "Ars imitator vita."